incidentally, there's a big discussion. The Seyyid HaDairus talks about this and others, who this Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was. Because L'chura, again, now that we're history buffs after yesterday's daf, so when did this story take place? L'chura, this was probably well after the Churban. And if that's the case, this child would grow up to be Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. I thought Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, Pamachas nichnasti lahaktik teiris lefnai v'lefnim. He was the Kohen Gadol. So how could it be Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha? The Teretz says, Tosfos says in different places, there were two Rabbi Shmuel ben Elishas. This would seemingly be the other Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. By the way, this is the story. I'll tell you another horror I saw in the Sefer B'ikvei Agolas. He brings B'Shem HaSefer, who brings B'Shem the Brisker Rav, Moran HaGriz, that the Griz asked the obvious question. Right? You learn this Gemara, you ask this question. And that is, what did Rabbi Shmuel ben Chananya see in this child that was so impressive? He said, Muftachani, it's poshut to me that he's going to be a God of Israel, which according to one Teretz of Tosfos, that's the reason that Rabbi Shmuel ben Chananya was allowed to be poyed to him, chiddush lahalacha, because it was so poshut to him. So the great Rabbi Yeshua sees in this child, right? Rabbi Shmuel ben Chananya himself was Ashrei Yeladotai. He knew what it meant that from a young age you could already sense a prodigy. But he sees somehow in this child, it's poshut. What did he do, Sach HaKoyel? He said over a pasuk in Yeshayim Membeis, he said the beginning of the pasuk, and the kid was able to rattle off the end of the pasuk. You know, today for a kid to know Yeshayim Membeis is a great sechidish. But once upon a time, it was pashit, it was aleph beis. Pun intended, it was aleph beis. Kids knew Tanakh cold. So what's the great psoikli psukech, right? That's what they used to tell children. Don't try this today. But they would tell a child, psoikli psukech, because they knew psukim. They used to learn Tanakh. So what's the great sechidish over here that he was able to know the end of the pasuk? So the Brisker Rav said, the godless wasn't that he knew the pasuk. He said the godless was shtelzachvar. When people were talking in the Gesalach, what caused the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash? He said there were probably people that said, "Oh, you see, it was the fact that the Biryonim went and they burnt the Chitim and the Sa'irim, and as a result, it was a kafna, and therefore everything just imploded. Or we should have fought, or we should have not fought." Right? If you go through the story, there are a lot of things. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai is standing in front of the Kesar and he's given an offer that everybody wishes they would get. Mamish, the most powerful, wealthiest person in the world, says, "Ask me what you want, I'll give it to you." You can't even believe that's happening, right? And what did he ask for? Not for the Beis HaMikdash. So Sgiven Asach Sibra said the Brisker Rav that a lot of people probably attributed the Churban Beis HaMikdash to. What did this child say? Rabbi Shmuel ben Chananya said, "Nebuch, what caused all this?" And he said, this kid understood why this happened. It was our sins. He said, a child at that age, to be able to, in one second, be oimid on the oimik of this Indian, what it was that caused the destruction. He said, muftachani boy, it's pashut that he's going to be a Meirei Rabbi Yisrael. With a doglish, that a Meirei Rabbi Yisrael has to be someone that's able to deher this on this level. And that's why, daika, a Meirei Rabbi Yisrael.